Here we are, latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Midfielder Ilkay Gundogan has said the coronavirus crisis has shown the world that true heroes in the world are the medical staff today who are looking after the population and has lifted the lid on what he's doing during his period of isolation. Across the globe, there have been nearly 200,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and nearly 8,000 deaths. Football's been touched by the pandemic, with all the world's major competitions put on hold. Euro 2020 was pushed back by a year to 2021, and numerous players have been found to be infected. Gundogan spoke about it when speaking to Marca. He said, "These days are showing that who the true heroes are, and they're not footballers or athletes. Right now, in this delicate situation, there are lots of doctors and health workers who are giving their lives for all of us. I don't think we can thank them enough for what they're doing. They are saving our lives," he said. Moving on into some transfer speculation, and according to reports with Leroy Sané, there's been a secret meetings with his agent. He's not been featuring for the first team since suffering a serious knee injury in August. That's not stopped the winger, though, from being topic of discussion. Bayern Munich have long been chasing him. His contract ends at the Etihad until 2021. This week's edition of Sport Bild brings the latest developments on the efforts from Bayern to sign him. It's clear there was a secret meeting last week between Bayern's sporting director Hasan Salihamidžić and Lian Sports, the agency that represent the forward. Of course, Manchester City are still desperate to keep him as and when he's ready to return from injury. And into other news then, with Chelsea and Man City, and they're both looking to try and sign Inter Milan's Lautaro Martinez. According to reports, they're both willing to break the market in order to get their hands on the highly rated Argentina international. Barcelona have also been linked with a forward. They see him as a long-term replacement for Luis Suarez. That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.